weigh in this morning on a subject that probably can make or break a lot of relationships. Body and Soul over the weekend had this article about a wife who was, feeling her hubby was up to something a little bit, untoward, checking his phone.
Yep.
And, found messages to women and...
Okay, so she did definitely check.
Well, she did definitely
check. Yeah. Sorry, what I meant was he was definitely cheating.
He was definitely cheating, and, she found a lot more other stuff too that I really don't want to go into, but...
Okay.
I don't know. It's that eternal debate that occurs with relationships, and this is what gets me. You know, is it ever okay to check your partner's phone? That's something that is always that comes up around. You know, barbecue conversations, dinner table conversations. I remember an Italian movie years ago on that exact subject. They all put their phones out on the table and said, "Whatever text comes in, we have to read it out to the group."
Oh, I love
and there
that.
There was a whole scenario that went with that. Anyway.
Yeah, that's gold. Okay, well, where do you stand on this? Do you think it's ever okay to check your partner's phone?
No.
Okay.
Total privacy.
Have you ever checked anyone else's phone? Because I... Okay, answer the question.
I have. I've checked my kids' phones because
with
they've allowed
permission?
Me to. Yes, they've allowed me to. And as a parent, as a father, I've got every right to. I've checked Nessa's phone because, well, there's no password on it. You know, she can have a look in there.
Yeah, so but why have you checked Nessa's phone?
Well, because calls come on there from, you know, workers, colleagues, even the kids had worker contacts on there. So it was sort of like the house phone as well.
Yeah.
Because we don't have a landline in the house anymore.
So have you looked at Nessa's messages?
Yeah, no problem there.
What? But why would you look at her messages?
Well, I don't need to look at them. But if I've come across them.
What I'm saying is, yeah.
Yeah, because I've gone through the messages seeing if there's messages for the kids from various work bosses.
Oh, I reckon. But you're self-admitted, you're a very snoopy person.
Yeah, but it's not being snoopy, it's just seeing what's happening. I mean, there might be some texts from my mum on there and what are they talking about behind my back, you know?
Oh, here we go. Settle in, Zing family. The truth shall set you free. Yeah, you love it. You love having a snoop. You would love, and I'm not saying this from an egotistical point of view, if I said to you, here you go, Bilks, have my phone, here's a password, go for it, have it for 2 days, you would love it, wouldn't you?
I'd look at it for a couple of minutes and then I'd be done. I don't need to sit there and salivate into your...
A falser word has never been spoken.
30 years of history. But see, I'm not okay with someone checking my phone because they're suspicious of me because, you know what, you're opening up yourself to a whole lot of hurt. You know why? Because if you ask someone and say to them, you know, can I check your phone, and they ask for an explanation on something, you're going to lie because lying is a very easy thing to fall into. It's the easiest step to process in your brain. You're going to be defensive straight away. So you're opening yourself up for a whole world of hurt.
I'm not a natural liar. I mean, you that's something that's been a part of your world, hasn't it, as a kid? And
no, not being a liar. I just do mental reservations. As far as you're concerned,
you have totally admitted to me you're a massive fibber.
No, it's a mental reservation, Ali.
Okay, I'm writing that term down.
As far as you're concerned, you don't need to know about this aspect of my life or this what's going on here. So it's not a lie.
Okay.
It's a mental reservation.
I love this new
term. I'm thinking if you're in a relationship, you have total trust. There's no need to check the other person's phone.
No, I agree. I think it's not okay. I absolutely think it's not okay. And even to the point where, like the other day, my two younger children, Lulu and Queenie, 14 and 15, and I think Queenie, she left her phone in Kmart, remember, last week?
Yeah.
And so she's the one that gets up earlier, though, so she had Lulu's phone. Lulu said, you can use my phone for the alarm.
Oh, cool.
Anyway, Queenie goes, what's your password? And I said, well, darling, you don't really need her password. She'll set the time, then you've got it. And then she sort of was a bit annoyed. Why can't I have the password? And I said, well, you know what? You don't need it. Like, I don't think people should have each other's passwords. I just think that's something that is private. However, I do know that I was reading up about this. When is it okay to be checking your partner's phone? And this particular website said almost never. The only exception is following an act of mistrust, usually infidelity, where the victim is then allowed to look through the cheating partner's phone.
Oh, okay.
As a form of assurance and to reduce anxiety. And that should be a temporary arrangement while they're rebuilding their relationship.
Okay, I get that.
But, yeah, I think that, you know, 99% of the time it's not okay to check your partner's phone or anyone else's without permission.
And that's another thing too. Do you need passwords on your phone when you're in a relationship, or should it just be there to see if a message comes up, you can answer it for your partner or maybe alert them.
Yeah, that's a good question. I do think you need a password on your phone because otherwise your kids can just get into it any time and, you know,
work colleagues. I'm looking at you right now.
Yeah, I know. You are such a snoop. 1-300-891-929. Let's put this out to the Zing family. Is it okay to check your partner's phone? Is that the question?
Do you check your partner's phone? Yes. All those sort of things. I mean, are you cool with it or are you not? What about you, Frank? What do you feel about this situation? Yay or nay?
Oh, I don't see any problem with it. I got nothing to hide. You got nothing to hide, got nothing to worry about.
Have you checked your partner's phone?
I don't really bother with it. I don't check it, no.
Okay.
I trust.
I don't need to check.
And you got a password on your phone or do you both just have equal access?
I've got Face ID, but with this, it doesn't recognise me when you wear a mask.
Yeah, me too.
That's a problem.
It's so annoying.
Yeah, but no, I don't think you need to.
All right, your phone's going there, mate. We do appreciate that. Emily, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're really good, thanks, Sam. Do you check your partner's phone / is it okay?
No, I don't. Yeah. I trust him. I have no issues with that. We've got passwords on our phone, but with these Androids nowadays, if you want to have credit cards and things on your phone to use, you have to have a password anyway. It's part of the security.
Okay. I didn't realise that.
Yeah, but I mean, Christ, if you're really desperate to check your partners, why don't you just ask them, hey, what's going on?
Couldn't there be a tendency to lie, though, Emily? That's the problem. I know psychologists say lying's the easiest thing or easiest defence for them to get into. Are you prepared for someone to, to be proven a liar if you do ask them about something and they're challenged by it?
Well, I'd probably turn around and say what I say to my kids. You know how I know that you're lying? And they say, how? I say, because you just said how.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
You're a psychologist, Em. All right. Won't mess with you,
no,
mate.
No, but I think if you can't ask your partner if something's going on when you're worried about something's going on, then maybe there's deeper issues with the relationship.
Yeah, I think that's a really very valid point. If you are worried about it, well, yeah, it obviously means you're not communicating enough.
Yeah, that's right.
Hello, Craig. What are you feeling about this phone situation, mate?
Oh, mate, well, if it's not okay to use someone's phone, well, when's it okay to cheat on your partner?
You know? Well, never.
Yeah, well, that's right. Exactly, mate. I mean, if you're in it together in a relationship, you could quite easily use the same phone. You know, you might be tracking a delivery and you might say, hey, darling, can you check the progress of that delivery, you know? Like,
oh, yeah, that's all fine.
If you've got nothing to hide.
Yeah. What about, though, just just to have a little bit of something for yourself. Like you might have a big vent about your partner to your really close girlfriend or something, you know, just to release a bit of anger and you might not necessarily want them seeing it. I don't know.
Oh, for sure. We'd do that over a cuppa at a cafe, wouldn't you? A girl's day out or bloke's day out over a beer or something,
yeah? So, oh, I don't know. I think sometimes you need to get it out.
I just think, you got nothing to hide. There's no reason why you can't use
his
double phone.
Yep.
I know that, Craig, but sometimes you feel you want a little bit of space for you, a little bit of privacy for you, and maybe that's the domain you want it in. That's what I feel.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, mate.
I do think you should be able to. You would be worried, wouldn't you, if your partner really didn't want you to look on their phone?
Well, then the suspicions would be raised.
Yeah. The alarm bell should start ringing straight away, probably before that even happens.
Yep. Yeah, you're right. And look, it's probably a good modus operandi to be in is to always have in your mind, my partner can check my phone anytime because maybe that will make people think about what they do and say.
For sure.
On you, Craig. Thank you so much for weighing in, Zing family. Wow.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because when you think about it, looking at your partner's phone and reading their text, it's equivalent to maybe hovering around the corner and listening into their conversation. Mm-hmm. It's no different to that. But we would probably think that that was dodgier. Wouldn't we? Hide around the corner and have a little snoop.
Yeah. What does my mum really think of me?
Yeah.
And what's she saying to my wife? Yep. That's what I want to know.
Would you let me have your phone and just have a look through it?
God, no.
Ah!
No one's ever getting through the bastion of my phone. I just don't need to get it out there in the world, and certainly not you. God.
I'd be the last person you'd let look on your phone. Imagine that. And for today's topic, chatting about Bilko and what he said about me to the boss the other day. Oh, there you go.
You're suspicious, aren't you?
No, I don't. Wow. No, I know you'd bag the absolute out of me.
Not much.